In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
No, I didn't lie to you yesterday. It's not Lent already. You still have to wait until the 14th of February. But today is a very sad day because it is the anniversary of the infamous Roe versus Wade decision, which made abortion mandatory here in the United States up until the time of birth. Really a horrible legal decision, you know, a horrible legal reasoning. It's just wrong, and it's bad reasoning. I once had one of my professors at the university, she was both a lawyer and a philosophy professor, and fairly liberal, and she was in favor of abortion, so a spare prayer for her. But she admitted that Roe versus Wade was a horrible decision because, you know, as legal reasoning goes, it just, where did they get it? They pulled it out of a cocked hat. And since then, here in the United States, millions of innocent human beings have died. And we have stood up against that, we've spoken out against it, and praise be to God, our bishops decreed that there would be a day of prayer and penance on the anniversary of this day, at least until that decision is reversed. And we pray to God that one day it will be reversed. Now let's be quite clear. You cannot be a Catholic and support abortion in any way. There's no way, wiggle room around it. You can't say, well, you know, I'm personally opposed, but I believe it should be legal. Now just imagine any other intrinsically evil act which affects the innocent saying that of. Just imagine. Child abuse, for example. Well, you know, I'm personally opposed to the sexual abuse of children, but I support your right to do that, and I believe it should be legal. Where would that come from? Or, you know, I'm personally opposed to murder, but, you know, I'm not going to impose my views on you. It's just absolute nonsense. We know, as human beings, that it is never acceptable to deliberately kill the innocent, no matter what your reasoning is. You know, there's nothing that a baby in the womb can do to deserve death. And you can't say, well, I'm going to kill this person to save this person. Yeah, that's a false argument. Anyway, it medically doesn't happen that you have to kill the baby to save the mother. You can work to save both, knowing that you may risk the life of one or the other. But you can't say, I choose this life over this life. You have to work for both. And we should be very grateful for that, because how would it be if someone was able to come up to you and say, well, I've decided that your life is less important than his life, so I'm going to kill you to save him. We wouldn't do that. And part of the reason why that can't happen is we can stand up for ourselves. We can say, wait a minute, you're not going to kill me. We can defend ourselves. That little baby in the womb cannot defend itself. And there is no justifiable reason to kill that child. There's no medical reason. There's no psychological reason. There's no economic reason. There is no reason to kill that baby. And, you know, sometimes people will try to tie that to other issues. Say, well, if you're against abortion, you have to be against the death penalty. No, you don't. Not as a Catholic. Now, don't get me wrong. As a Catholic, you can be opposed to the death penalty, but you're not required to, because it is not intrinsically evil to execute a criminal convicted in accord with a just law. The state is allowed to do that, not required to, but allowed. The state has never been allowed and justified to kill the innocent. Just no answers or buts about that. And even if it were, we're talking about a small handful versus millions. And so on this day, we need to redouble our efforts as Catholics to witness to the sanctity of innocent human life and realize that it's not just being attacked in the unborn life. We also have handicapped people there are those out there who, following in the steps of the eugenicists, which really started in this country and then popped the pond over to Nazi Germany, you know, the eugenicists say, you know, well, these people, you know, they don't have quality of life, so we'll kill them. Excuse me, where do we get to decide someone else's quality of life? Where do we get to decide that someone with Down syndrome is less worthy, less human than any one of us? Or someone who is gravely ill, or someone who is elderly? You know, human life, innocent human life is intrinsically valuable, and innocent human life is sacrosanct. You know, if someone has not done anything to forfeit their right to life, it's safe. And so we have to also stand up against euthanasia, assisted suicide, and eugenics, any form which views human beings as anything less than made in the image and likeness of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.